The 2017 legislative session is beyond the halfway point and the clock is ticking. Lawmakers have until the end of May to set the state's budget and plug a $900 million funding hole. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, legislators say every option is on the table, including one with growing public support, increasing taxes on oil and gas.
First, state Democrats like Scott Inman argued Oklahoma's taxes are too generous for oil and gas companies.
We know what put us in this mess. Gross production tax cuts.
Next, educators rallied to rescue cash-strapped schools and underpaid teachers. Retired principal Debbie Lobdell Brooks.
I think certainly 4 to 7% is much better than 2, and it brings us more in line with other states across the country.
Then Republican state auditor Gary Jones, who is considering a run for governor, he called for ending a tax discount on new wells and installing an across-the-board 5% rate that amounts to an overall increase in taxes many energy companies pay.
They're drilling in other states that have higher rates. This allows us to stabilize that revenue over a long period of time.
And in a twist, oil and gas executives like Darlene Wallace of Columbus Oil, they rallied at the Capitol to tell lawmakers they want to end the discount period and go back to an even higher 7% tax on all energy production.
I'd like to see other people pay their fair share.
The public line among leaders of both Oklahoma's Republican-dominated House and Senate is they're listening. Any idea is worth considering, including raising gross production taxes on oil and gas. In private, it's hard to tell. On one hand, Republican leaders aren't openly championing specific legislation to raise oil and gas taxes, but they're not dismissing the idea outright, which is not insignificant in oil-rich Oklahoma. Right now, Oklahoma has 4 different rate structures for oil and gas taxes, but new wells are taxed at 2% for 3 years and 7% after that. Conventional wisdom suggests Republicans won't touch the tax rates. Oklahoma legislators also need a 3/4 supermajority in both chambers to pass a tax increase of any kind. And while a small number of oil and gas companies say they support gross production tax increases, other major industry players are out in force to keep rates where they're at.
And I just don't think it's a wise business or financial or policy move to change that at this point in time.
That's Tim Wigley with the Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association. He says oil prices are trending upward, and the state has 2 booming oil fields drawing investment from around the country.
When we just went through layoffs and bankruptcies and so forth in this industry, it impacted Oklahoma pretty significantly. We want to protect the investment that's coming here and encourage it.
Many of the oil and gas companies backing higher production taxes are already paying them. They're often operating older, vertical wells taxed at 7%. These operators, who have splintered off and created their own industry group, the Oklahoma Energy Producers Alliance, want to tie the tax issue to proposed legislation they say could do a lot more damage to their bottom lines. Joe Warren is a partner of Cimarron Production Company.
The long lateral issue is one that we've been working on for 5 or 6 years.
Many oil and gas companies are backing legislation that allows them to drill longer horizontal wells in non-shale rock layers. Warren and other members of Producers Alliance say these long laterals, as they're called, can be drilled through regions that supply vertical wells and reduce the flow.
Absolutely. We had one particular area where our production is probably off 70 to 80% from what it was prior to the horizontal development.
Warren's group also says these long laterals lead to fracking, which damages their vertical wells and other equipment. The small producers group won't support the legislation unless it requires a 50% approval of nearby vertical owners. Wigley with the Pro-Lateral OIPA says the vertical producers are publicly supporting oil and gas tax increases to win political leverage on the long lateral legislation.
I appreciate the wonderful history behind vertical drillers here in Oklahoma, a rich part of our history, but the future of the industry is horizontal drilling.
There are political pitfalls to any type of tax hike in Republican-led Oklahoma. At this point, lawmakers haven't even agreed to raise taxes on cigarettes. It's unclear if Republican leaders are really entertaining the thought of higher oil and gas taxes, and if it's enough to force a compromise on oil industry infighting. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on taxes in the energy industry, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.